With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Getting out the vote was the focus yesterday for Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. The Democrat from East Moline attended a rally yesterday at the Quad City International Airport for various Democratic candidates in Illinois, including J.B. Pritzker, who hopes to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Bustos is running for her fourth term in Illinois' 17th congressional district. Her opponent is Republican Bill Faywell, a businessman from Galena. The 17th district includes all of the Illinois Quad Cities, parts of Peoria and Rockford, as well as other areas throughout northwest Illinois. After attending the airport rally, Bustos went to the Rock Island County Clerk's office to cast an early ballot.
This is all at this point. The really hard work, the heavy lifting has been done, and it is this reminder of making sure that nobody stays home, that we get as many people out to vote as possible. So the entire focus is on get out the vote at this point.
In the last congressional election in 2016, Bustos won the district by a wide margin of 20 percentage points. She is currently Illinois' only Democratic House member outside of the Chicago area. Polls in Illinois opened this morning at 6 o'clock. They will close at 7 p.m. Now to Iowa, where polls opened at 7 a.m. and will close at 9 p.m. That 14-hour window gives the state one of the longest voting periods in the country. Ballots will be cast for governor, Congress, and other statewide offices. Roughly 500,000 of Iowa's 2 million registered voters had already cast ballots before Tuesday. The governor's race between incumbent Republican Kim Reynolds and Democrat Fred Hubbell has drawn the most attention leading up to Election Day. But there's also been interest in competitive congressional races. Democrats are optimistic about their chances to flip Republican-held districts, including Iowa's first congressional district in the northeast quarter of the state. There, Dubuque Democrat Abby Finkenauer hopes to unseat Republican Congressman Rod Blum. And on the Iowa side of the Quad Cities, Democratic Congressman Dave Loebsack is running for re-election in Iowa's 2nd congressional district. His Republican challenger is Chris Peters, a surgeon from Coralville. Loebsack is Iowa's only Democratic member of either chamber of Congress. Greener Earth equals green in your pocket. That's the title of a conference later this week in the Quad Cities about renewable energy. One of the organizers is Lori McCollum from the Energy Forum of Progressive Action for the Common Good. She says a lot of homeowners, businesses, and other organizations are already using alternative energy sources such as wind and solar, and they're saving money.
What we would really like to see is people take advantage of the current funding, because you could get about 60 to 65% of your investment recouped fairly quickly with all of the tax incentives, and the current payback on solar is 4 to 5 years. So, you know, it's really a good time to investigate those options.
Topics will include trends in renewable energy, funding options, and presentations by people who've already installed wind, geothermal, or solar energy at their home. 32% of Iowa's energy is now generated by wind, and the price of solar energy has dropped 80% since 2010. Along with McCollum's group, Progressive Action, the local chapter of the Sierra Club is co-sponsoring the event with funding from the Mark Schwiebert Environmental Research Fund. The conference will be held this Friday at the Quad City Botanical Center in Rock Island from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.